Oh, screw that horse.
I love the cards.
Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. How are you all this evening? We are live on our live stream. We are also live in the chat room, irc.geekshed.net, hashtag British Tech Network. And Sam and Chiz are here.
Hello.
Sam and Chiz.
How are you?
How are you?
I was going to talk to you.
You've got rebels to kill.
I know, I'm going back.
So Sam and Chiz, at the moment, are already setting up the game that we're playing, but it's kind of ruined it a little bit because we've not actually spoken about what the game is we're going to play yet.
Yes!
Actually.
Yeah. Yes, you monkeys. Entertain me.
Yeah, okay. Let's have a guess. See if the chat room can guess what game we're playing tonight. Given that the chat room, nobody has changed in the chat room since we actually started.
Well, so yeah, so they've already viewed it.
So they've already seen the game we're playing. Yeah. So I'm going to start off. We had some awesome feedback, so thank you very much to those of you. So if you remember at the end of the last show...
I feel awesome's too strong a word for it. We've had
It was
feedback.
Mostly about how sexy I am, so...
I just realised this camera is a weird angle. Yes.
It's looking at my crotch
someone's
again.
Someone's shooting me.
Had some feedback.
Where's my bloody cart gone?
Sam, pay attention. Our fans, our loyal fans and listeners have sent us some feedback, so please pay attention. Okay?
Alright.
So, Bill Waterbury emailed us. Thank you very much. He says, boys, liking the new format, I didn't really watch podcasts, but you started a video stream, I thought I would try it and really enjoying it. You asked for suggestions and challenges, so I want you guys to try and make a functioning cock and balls on Minecraft.
What does he mean, functioning? That was one of...
spunking erect penis, I believe.
I'll be fair and say
maybe
you could use...
Maybe he just means wee-wee.
You could use creative mode.
Well, if it's fully functioning, it has to do both.
Yeah, exactly. So he'll say...
Unless it's your penis, then it just...
And flaccid.
I'll be fair and say you can use creative mode, so that's very kind of you. I just thought Sam would enjoy that challenge. So thank you very much, Bill. Sam does enjoy that challenge.
Why me in particular?
I don't know.
Out of the three of us, do I have the greatest penile interest? Is that what you're trying to say, Bill?
Yeah, well, I think it's
why have you got a massive tattoo of one up your back?
That's not my back.
So thank you, Bill. We may do that in the future, actually. That's not the one that we've chosen tonight.
Don't run away from me.
Ed Marshall also emailed us in, messaged us. This was on Facebook, actually. This was a couple of weeks ago, actually.
What's that ID thing?
But Ed suggested that we play Resident Evil, the HD remake. Which are you?
I am paying attention.
Sam can't multitask.
Your child scream.
Resident Evil, the HD remake, which could actually be interesting at some point. So
yeah. The Americans. Well, he actually offered to buy us that, but I told him, no. I will pick this up at some point and we'll play it.
Well, I don't know. We can get him to advertise something like, I don't know, Room and Board in Sam's Shed or something could be advertising. The other thing I had also told us was, and rightly so, and hopefully we fixed it this time, he said that the stream of the Xbox was far louder than the voices in the show. So hopefully we fixed that this time.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
We've reduced the sound in the game right down because you don't really need to hear it, to be honest.
You do.
So hopefully it's fine when we start playing the game. And
this is the worst seat.
So the
so shoddy.
The other thing is,
well, when we start making some money, we'll buy you a new seat. In the meantime, you will enjoy it.
Yeah, I want a great big armchair.
Yeah,
a big back to it. In green leather.
When you start performing at that level, you will get an armchair.
I want this room to start smelling of leather.
It's already smelling.
And mahogany. That's a mixture.
Smells.
My penile
and cheese hoofs.
Cheese hoofs? What's a cheese hoof?
Cheese hoof.
This.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a cheese hoof.
Oh, dear. Right, okay. So Ian Lamb from Minehead actually gave us the suggestion that we're going to go through with tonight, which is idea for show challenge. I know how much you all love Red Dead Redemption. I challenge you to take over a hotel in Mexico. I think there's a couple. Become most wanted and see how long you can hold out. So basically, the guys are playing Red Dead Redemption right now. So I'll just switch to that view.
So,
oh, no, we're currently playing.
You saw me trying to take that fort there. That's how long I lasted.
Yep, and then you've dropped us back into single player.
Oh,
how did I drop it back into single player?
You must have pushed a button.
I passed it to you, you ass bucket.
You must have pushed a button. You know what you like for ape fisting?
Right, so while Sam gets the
ass bucket, means that Chiz has been anally fondled so often that he now gapes like a bucket. It's true.
You need to stop watching those videos I post.
They're just so tantalising.
The chat room's suggesting that Sam's ADD isn't too good, doesn't make this format very good.
Right, what? ADD?
Your ADD, or attention deficit disorder.
I don't have attention deficit disorder.
Well, you weren't paying attention.
I was playing the game.
You need to do both.
Yeah. I can't do both.
That's the point.
That's not attention deficit disorder.
Okay. So, Chiz, have you got the game? Have you got the game sorted out yet?
No.
It's a load screen. Okay, anyway, okay. Continue on, please, Paul.
I will.
Carry on.
So, Star Wars Battlefront. Way. There's a trailer and stuff, and people said stuff.
They did.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Let's move on.
there was a panel, some people.
God, it takes a long time.
Wait, are you still loading over there?
Yeah.
So we had in-game footage now, or supposedly what is in-game footage. So we'll just switch to that.
It's in-engine footage, which could mean anything. I think. Yeah. It's got a PlayStation sign there, but I don't think even the PC game will look this good.
It does look pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right. The graphic when the games come out, it will not look that good.
It does look pretty sweet.
Mm.
So basically, what we know so far is this takes place during the original trilogy, or mostly during the original trilogy.
There's no real sort of set storyline to it or anything. It's just basically a multiplayer with no single player component.
Well, I think that supposedly there is going to be a single player component.
Yeah, but it's going to be one of those. It's really not, shoddy, fudged in.
Something like the special mission, the missions from Call of Duty, Modern Warfare.
Well, I would imagine it's going to be something like Evolve, isn't it?
No, there's not a story. I think it's much the same. Same idea. What Battlefront had, where you can play it on your own with bots and whatnot, and do kind of things kind of from the films.
Which is quite enjoyable.
Yeah, but there's no real storyline or anything like that. But it's basically the if you've got no intention of playing multiplayer, then there's no point in buying this game. To be honest, it is. All about it's 20 versus 20 people causing mayhem in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, so you can have up to 40 players. You can play a single match or as few as 8. You can also play as Darth Vader and Boba Fett as well.
They've not released how you control them. I suspect it'll be one person at a time. You wouldn't have like 20 Darth Vaders.
So
it'll be like one person on each team playing as a hero or the villain who will be pretty souped up for however long. And then it might move into someone else, or maybe just one person per round or whatever.
Oh, here we go.
But yeah. they've not released how you end up controlling them.
It does look pretty cool.
Yep.
I think the only thing that you should be aware of, if you're even considering pre-ordering this, given that this dice game is like Battlefield 4, and other EA titles like SimCity...
I was trying to watch the video.
Sorry?
I'm not trying to be on camera. I was trying to watch the video.
No, I know you're not, but you were off camera. So I think we kind of have to consider that other games like this, as I said, like Battlefield 4 and SimCity and things like that have had server problems to start, and this is a game that's entirely multiplayer, so we maybe just want to be aware of that when you're considering a pre-order of such a title.
What happened to that Star Wars game that you were going to make, the one where you're a Wookiee just pulling Ewoks apart?
I was going to make. Alright.
We spoke about this at length.
Oh, I think it was just one of my fantasies. I kind of drew like a Wookiee. I don't know if he was, he was ripping them apart, but not with his hands.
That is not the description that I had realised.
So the chat room is saying that was Jerkavision, so we maybe have to have a look at that. We're fine in the cameras and things like that, but when the video was on there, it wasn't really working very well. So, apologies for that.
It's just your broadband sucks. It's not us.
Well, no, it was fine. What different?
Their broadband. Dear God.
Okay. I will get back in the box now.
The fish?
The fish.
Is that what we call them now?
Are we still loading over here?
I think it's not playing ball.
Yeah,
at all.
I think it wasn't me that knackered it.
Maybe.
I think we can possibly agree to that now.
All right, I'm going to reboot the game.
Xbox One is now £299 in the UK. It came down last week from £329. This, of course, is the non-Kinect version, so that's pretty good. Sam, you just recently bought an Xbox, didn't you?
Not actually that recently, to be fair.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was quite a while ago. Yeah. But I did notice that Asda were doing...
Argos.
Argos, we're doing one for 275.
I actually saw a deal today where...
With the Halo games on it as well.
I saw a deal today, Xbox One without Kinect, but with Forza Motorsport 5 for £250 today.
Yeah, not worth it.
For £250 it is.
With Forza?
They'd have to pay me £250 to play Forza.
Well, sell Forza and you've still got the console £250 and you've got a game that's in.
Yeah, that ruins it then.
God.
It's been infected.
Never happy. It's like anyway, what's next? Continue.
It's like a toe with...
Have you guys
frostbite.
Seen?
Frostbite. Have to take it off at the knee.
Have you guys seen Lego Dimensions?
I have not seen Lego Dimensions, Paul. Is it Lego but in different dimensions?
No, it's basically Lego's answer to Skylanders.
Like Disney's answer to Skylanders.
Yeah, which didn't really go very well.
Is this it?
This is the trailer for it that we're watching just now. Which I'm hopefully this isn't going to work. This might not work very well, guys. But hopefully you can see it. It's got that dude from Community, and he builds a thing.
Is the video audio a bit loud?
Yeah, I've just turned it up. So basically, it's Skylanders but with Lego characters. And
are they going to kill him?
No. So in the starter pack, you of course get the sort of the NFC type disc thing. You get these three characters, which are Wildstyle from the Lego Movie, Batman and Gandalf. And it costs £99 and it's out in September. I've pre-ordered it, which is kind of no surprise to any of you, I wouldn't imagine.
I'm just sorting out a cabling issue.
Right, okay. I've just realised that you're off the screen on this view.
You what?
You're off screen on this view. Anyway, it's quite... it looks interesting. I like Lego, and I like these kind of games. I've also pre-ordered the Back to the Future one. There's a Back to the Future level pack that came out, which obviously includes Marty and the Doc. It costs £28, and that also comes out in September as well. And then they've got all these sort of fun packs as well that comes along with it. I think it's interesting. I kind of like the stuff that Lego does, so could be fun. We'll see what happens.
I don't mind it. It's like 20 minutes of entertainment, but I couldn't play it for much longer than that. And but it's quite enjoyable.
I don't know. I like the Lego games, particularly the Lego City games. They were quite... They had... So the Lego City game on the Wii U and the Lego City game on the DS... That had a lot more playability to me than the Lego sort of movie franchise games, you know.
Yeah.
And did you play the Lego City games?
Yes.
Did. Yeah.
No, your version of it.
Sorry, the old
in your old house.
Oh, of course you did. Yeah. That was a couple of houses ago. I've been in a lot of houses. Chat room saying
Lauder.
Sorry?
That was in Lauder.
Yeah. So chat room saying Lego always suffers from huge repetition. All the games are the same build and a walkthrough type format.
Yeah, a little bit.
I played a little bit when they did the original, sort of like Lego Star Wars, and then I've never touched them since because I got bored of it really quickly, and they've been the same ever since to me. But for family games, they do their job well. Kind of like if you're playing with younger, if you've got younger it's kids, then fair play.
You pulled that one out of the barrel there. I thought you were really kind of digging into something creepy, but you stopped. Well done.
Never underestimate my abilities to go right back there.
Yeah, so the chat room's agreeing with you, Chez, about Lego Star Wars had about 5 hours of enjoyment and then repetition thereafter.
Yeah.
So,
Although that depends who's agreeing with me, because I'm going to agree with them.
Oh, and also the chat room disagrees quite strongly with you, Chez, that it's not their broadband. It's your broadband.
As in, your broadband.
My broadband. It's my broadband. Okay, how are we getting on with Red Dead? Well, have we managed to find this hotel
yet? He's not
yet?
Doing Sam, anything. Look, there's a thing.
Sam's
do
killed
the
horse. He's just not coming anymore.
It took ages to come to me,
shot him,
remember?
You drowned him.
I didn't drown him.
Touched him up. Mr. Bubbles now hates us. Right. Let's find a random player to molest. Oh, great. We're in a map of no one.
Is there nobody in there? How can you become most wanted if there's nobody there?
I don't know.
There?
Maybe people will come. If we build,
well, no,
they
hang
will
on.
Come.
It's quite easy. You do something bad, you're automatically the most wanted
person.
And then
you can just hang about forever. We maybe should have chosen a game that is a bit more modern, has a bit more multiplayer element.
This does, but...
No, it has, but it's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. No, it did before. I was getting shot by people.
Oh, that's true, actually.
And then it kicked us out. Yeah. I think they booted us for being...
being me.
Alright, I'll try and find a pop-up map. What's the next part of the news, please, Paul? I'll create your segues for you.
So,
Sam just to do your job.
I know.
Segue, isn't it?
Yeah. It's another motherfucking segue. Yeah. 25, 41. Anyway.
Spunk and segue in your face.
Grand Theft Auto 5 hit PCs last week. Did either of you guys pick it up?
On PC?
Yeah.
No.
So I considered it. And it's mainly because...
I bought it twice already, I'm not getting it a third
time. I know,
time.
That's the only reason I didn't as well. I think if I hadn't bought
I'm
going to
wait
already.
For, like what I did with Grand Theft Auto 4, pick it up in a Steam sale for like £2.
Yeah.
And in the future, like in a couple of years' time, you'll be able to pick it up for that. Pennies.
So
I'd quite like it on Xbox One to join in with the shenanigans, but I'm not paying the full price. I'm not paying... I'm used to PC games. I can't force myself to spend like £50 on a game. Mm-hmm. Get knotted.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I've seen decent deals. It's currently £33 in various places. So if you have a look at like CD Keys or G2A and things like that, it's about £33-34.
Yeah.
There was also a pre-release, which is the one that was kind of tempting for me, and I can't remember who it was. It was one of those kind of. I don't think it was CD Games or G2A. I think it was one of those sort of genre of game companies. But the day before it went live, so that was like last Monday. They had an offer on for like £19 or something like that for Grand Theft Auto 5, which I was tempted with, but I kind of regret not getting it there. Reviews are very positive that we've seen. IGN believes the PC version is definitely the best way to play GTA 5. Basically, the resolution could go up as high as your hardware can handle, including 4K UHD resolutions, and quite cool. I'm not going to let you hear this guy because, frankly, he sounds like a bit of an arse. But you can see here...
I'm sure all our listeners feel the same about us.
Yeah, probably. But you can see here when it actually... So it's
kind
of frozen.
People in the
there.
Chat room begging for a break from our voices. Basically, please, God, play the video.
It's like a Chinese torture. This is what they do in Asia for people they hate. Listen to this podcast.
It's the only reason why we have relatively high numbers.
Yeah.
So you can see underneath us
they
here...
They have no point.
They talk about the games, but they're so bad!
Oh, borderline, Sam, borderline. so you can see here, this dude here, this is an IGN guy, I can't remember his name. Anyway, the video's not playing, it's sort of hung
Baldy there. McBeard.
Baldy McBeard, that's the guy. McMaroon shirt. He's got Grand Theft Auto playing on three screens there, and you can see the left-hand screen's basically, you're seeing it at the left-hand side of the car.
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
Yeah, that'll be running at what they mean by 4K is when you've got three screens going, isn't it?
Well, they said 4K and multi-display setup, yeah. So I don't know if it's the same.
I don't think you can actually get one screen that does up to 4K. I think they mean... Unless I've confused
them. No, you can get 4K monitors now. I mean, they're ridiculous expensive.
Yeah.
Anyway, controls are customizable. This is quite cool, actually. I quite like that they've changed a few of the settings, because I've tried to play like some of the older Grand Theft Autos on my Mac, and... the controls feel just a bit clunky, but they've actually kind of tweaked a few of them. So instead of having to like tap the button for a run, if you're using keyboard and mouse, you hold down shift to run. You use caps lock to activate your special ability instead of having to think about holding down.
My God, how intuitive.
I know.
Where did they come up with such an idea?
Here's a wild idea, but the web browser, when you're using the web browser on your computer, it feels like an actual web browser. Yeah.
Well...
You could play
kind of feel like you're staying obvious here, Paul.
You could play your own music.
It's like you can play it with a mouse and keyboard, so you can assign any key. It's like every other PC game ever.
And all FPS style games do shift for run. Standard since the 80s.
I know, but you're not having to tap it like if you were transferring it straight over from a controller.
Oh, so actually it might be better for me. It's less movement.
You
can
use your own.
Lazy.
You can play your own music. I've seen two.
Just use my massive fat hands, own weight to hold the buttons down.
The only thing about the PC version that appeals to me that I might get at a later date has been the editor thing you can do. Create your own. Like, you can set up a scene and use any of the characters and create your own sort of like movie or funny thing.
You're thinking porn, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You just wanted to be more graphically naked.
Wookiee's bumming Ewoks.
Okay. So the only negatives I've managed to find anywhere on Tinternet...
Living the dream.
The only negatives I've managed to find anywhere is apparently it's quite tough to navigate ammunition gun store. It's with a mouse, it's quite
Wookiee's
cumbersome.
Not being hung well enough.
If I had it for a PC, I'd probably still play it with a controller, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, combat's a little too easy with a mouse pointer as well. According to the article I read, it's very rare you miss a clean headshot. because of the mouse. Mm. So that's and £33 in various places. So see.
Wait for it's cheaper, there. I reckon. Yeah. If you've already got it, I don't know. It's entirely up to you. But if you've waited, and never played it, and got a really good PC, and you're waiting for it, then yeah, jump straight in. Balls deep.
This isn't working.
No. This is being a bit of an ass.
So
do you not remember Red Dead quite often being a bit of an ass?
Hmm.
So you can't get it working?
Well, it kind of does.
I'm going to persevere, but we might just have to mess about in the single player, because online, we first got in when Sam was on, managed to find people, and then it kicked us out.
Okay.
And then I jumped on, and there was no one there. And now it's just doing nothing, loading, trying to find one. So I've rebooted, hopefully I'll have success this time. But okay. Anyway, Paul, continue your entertainment.
The chat room saying, if you build it, Sam will knock it over. And with the amount of whistling, I'm confused. Is Sam looking for a horse, or has he unlocked sheepdog mode?
I'm not playing.
That was me.
Jesus,
no,
like Muppets.
Sam, I think successfully killed her horse, so it wasn't coming back.
I like this fish thing.
The chat room's also asking, what's that on your top chiz? Suggesting it's a Trojan horse.
Nope.
Is it one of
nipples?
Right. You two don't answer, but anyone in the chat room, guess the film that's from.
So it's been suggested that it's full of Greek semen.
Probably.
He hates the Greeks.
Not the T-shirt.
He hates the Greeks. Don't mention the Greeks.
Hey, they've got the money, I'm not fussed.
Okay, so there's a challenge. We need to know what film this is from before the end of the show. So,
I think we can see it properly, couldn't we?
Yeah, we can see it. We can also see your nipples as well.
Awesome.
Your testosterone.
My bad T-shirt for this sweat dungeon as well at some point.
It is really warm in here.
It's very warm, actually.
Open the window so we can hear everyone mowing.
It's actually
That's always good for a live podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's mowed a lot. Anyway, so we're going to go on the next story. Firefly TV show actors have agreed to join the cast for a free-to-play online thing.
Yeah.
Sounds good up until that last bit.
Yeah, it does. Gets me really excited.
Yeah. So apparently...
You can always hope.
Moist.
Yeah.
Nathan Fillion? I don't know.
Fillion.
Played Mal. Sean Maher, who was Simon Tam. Summer Glau, River Tam. Alan Turgic.
Who is gorgeous, by the way.
Wash. I don't know. I'm rude.
Alan Turgic.
Turgic. Rod...
Tardic.
Rod Glass. Jewel State. Morin, basically most of them.
Who's Jewel State?
Jewel State played Kaylee.
Ah, I love Kaylee. She's so sweet.
There's no gameplay footage other than what you're seeing in this video that we're playing in the background here, which is just kind of stuff that we showed about 8 months ago. It's coming out in spring for PC, Mac, iOS and Android.
Yeah, that last bit again kind of ruins it for me. iOS and Android?
Yeah.
So it's going to be
gosh.
Well, I mean, if you see the graphics they've got here,
pretty basic.
It's got the look of like a Telltale Games type styly story thing. You know?
I'm pretty peeved about that.
Well, we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it with hope.
An online multiplayer thing if it's Telltale gamey.
Like it means maybe the art style was kind of like that. But
yeah, I mean, that's what
maybe.
Yeah. As in, you know, you kind of let them away with maybe not as.
It's not
smooth.
Photo. It's realism. It's more. It's cartoony realism, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah. A comic book way.
I'm still going to give it a go when it comes
to... Well, it's free. Well, we shall give it a bash and pray it's good.
Really not expecting good things.
It'll probably have, like, a pay-to-win sort of thing to it.
Yeah, unfortunately, possibly. The chat room is asking if it's Chronicles of Narnia?
No.
Then somebody...
Don't you know me?
What's wrong with them?
It's suggesting that that's your favourite film, Chiz.
Okay.
It's a unicorn as well.
Only for Wank Tuesdays. Just tomorrow. Yay!
Did they hear the bit that we were Chiz's description of unicorns?
That was in the show. How are we getting on? We're Red Dead.
Not well.
Nothing's happening. No, I think we're going to have to do
single player. Yeah.
I'm better at single player.
Are you?
Because okay.
So apologies. Oh my goodness, I've totally forgotten. Was it Ian? Yeah, Ian Lamb. Sorry, Ian. It doesn't look like we're actually going to be able to do what you asked us to do because we can't do that in single player. Because can you become most wanted in single player? I can't remember.
You are not the first man that all three of us has disappointed.
So apologies
at the same time.
It's like you've said that too many times before.
If you have another suggestion, Ian, perhaps something that we can do in the single player in the next show or in the later show, we will do that. So we've tried our best, but we're going to abandon it. But it's, I think you guys are just going to kind of dick about on...
Well, we'll just go and be an asshole and then take over a hotel.
And then play some Red Dead.
Yeah, and just ignore...
Okay. F1 2015... this looks quite interesting. I'm not into these games at all. I've never played any of them.
Driving.
We've seen it's from obviously Codemaster still. They still have the license for another year to make the F1 games. First look at F1 2015 apparently is a rainy tour of a Singapore street circuit that takes place under floodlights. The chat room suggesting it's X-Men Rise of the Horn. Is that?
well, if you can send me the DVD for that film.
So we've got some exclusive in-game footage from the new...
we're the only people who have it.
From the new F1 2015 game.
Paul sucked a lot of cock for this one.
Here we go. So this is the F1 2015. This is not the rainy tour Singapore.
Put the audio up as well. The audio suits this.
There we go.
They went all out. Look at the...
It's got no guns.
Look at the graphics, though. I mean, look at the quality of the graphics there.
Look at the trees move. It's as if like someone's breathing on them.
I forgot. I requested this.
Here we go. They're about to start. So apparently, as you'll be able to see in a second, it's more simulator feeling. They've done a lot of work on the simulator for 2015. 2014 was quite disappointing, I think, for a lot of people because you kind of needed a proper steering wheel for it to work. But you'll see in a second here. See, look at the in-game graphics there. This is using
the only bad thing I've heard about it is it's a little bit on rails.
Oh, very good, Chiz. Very good.
Funny.
Yeah.
dear. Right. You can play as any driver in the current F1 season. So they're going to try their best to get it to 60 frames per second. This is supposedly I didn't realise this is the first attempt at a next gen or current gen, however you want to describe it, F1 game.
No.
Was 14 only on Xbox 360?
It was on 360, PS3 and PC, so they didn't have one on Xbox One or PS4 last year.
Okay.
And I think they're skipping 360 and PS3 this year, so they've moved over now.
Okay. They apparently are bringing in sort of pre-race interviews and stuff with Sky Sports F1 team David Croft and Anthony Davidson. I have to admit, not playing these games, I was a bit shocked that they didn't do that. I mean, FIFA and those kind of things have done this kind of
thing. At the same time, I think it's more of a case of it's FIFA, it's EA, and they've got a lot of money.
Yeah, I suppose and more budget there.
Larger budget and a bigger team. It's Codemasters are smaller. And there's not much point putting time and effort into that when obviously you need to get the gameplay right.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've read on IGN and Eurogamer, it feels a little bit off and a little bit not quite right. It's it isn't kind of photorealistic or anything like that.
It'll be serviceable, and to be honest, that's kind of an added bonus if it's all right.
Yeah.
The main sort of bread and butter of the game is the actual handling and the AI.
But I feel supposedly they've done a lot of work on trying to make it as good on using a gamepad this year. Oh, we're getting some.
Hope you're not too good. I've just bought a steering wheel.
We're getting some rear shots now. We just moved on for the cars.
Oh, I think that was.
The car's moving.
Oh, yeah, the cars are moving. Off we go.
But a bad crash there.
So this is some first person footage here.
Yep.
So you've seen some first person footage.
That's some dangerous driving going on there.
Apparently still no
I do believe
cars.
You get a drive-through penalty for ramming up the ass.
So in F1 2013 you had classic cars you could play as, and they dropped that for 14 and they still don't have that in 15. Was that something you were interested in choosing?
No, I didn't really play around with it. There's a lot of people kind of have been complaining, oh, it's the same game every year. But it's like, well, the only thing I'm interested in playing is a single player career and the co-op career, which I play with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's got those two its components and they've built on that and improved the handle and the graphics and the AI, then I'm happy with that. I don't know what else you can really do with it but keep improving on all those things.
Like,
if you just cram in more and more its features, it's like, F1, what else can you cram? What new features can you put in?
Badges.
Badgers. Yeah. Badgers, that's the way you could do it. It's going to be released.
Paintball gun wielding badgers.
It's going to be released in June and it will debut on the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. We posted this in our Facebook community and Ed Marshall claims that it's going to be the best one yet. Thanks for the link.
And then he also privately sent us a picture of his boner, which was Sam really appreciated it. He's back round on his phone.
Did we read Ed's comment?
We did. Yeah. We read it at the beginning.
You're playing the game and fully. Couldn't concentrate on either.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
So we're now in Red Dead. What are you currently planning on doing here, Sam?
I've just been shooting everyone bird, kill I come a bird. Across. No, just people.
Alright.
So the chat room's asking
Mexicans.
Why do F1 games always release in the middle or at the end of the season? Just, do you know why that is?
It's because of the development cycle, and it's the developers don't know what the season's going to be like or what the cars even look like until we know, basically, when the season starts, and that's not much time to actually create the cars and build the game.
Right.
So they're probably doing quite a lot of guesswork, and then it's not until we really see ourselves what the cars look like, and then they can start building them in the game. So that's why it's kind of delayed, although this one's actually out much earlier. Before the last few years it had come out maybe 3 or 4 races before the end in September. This one's out in June, which will be about halfway through the season, but it's going to be as early as you're going to get, because as I say, they don't have access to all the information of what's going on that season until the same time we do. Mm. It's like they can't build a game in a month.
yeah. But surely maybe I'm just being simplistic about this, but surely a car's a car, and it's just the sort of the livery and things like
brum,
that isn't quite the same.
Well, yeah, that as well, but you do have to get, if they don't have the cars behaving like they're kind of doing the season and having them, which teams are good. For example, it's McLaren are doing really bad so far this season, and if they had them, McLaren, if they boosted the game earlier and have McLaren being really quick or where they should have been or where they have been previous, you get a lot of fans going, oh, this isn't realistic, this is not happening this year. So it's kind of like they can't really win.
I suppose then they could then release in some kind of DLC, but then folk would complain about DLC. But
you're better waiting a little bit longer so everyone kind of knows how the season's playing out and the developers can kind of style it to that, so it actually plays like the season you are watching. But yeah, you're never going to have it at the start of the season unless they can see it in the future.
So the chat room saying, while we're on the subject of car games, what on earth is up with Project Cars? They're getting fed up of waiting.
8th of May, it's out. It's locked down definite.
So I've got 6th of May.
It's in America.
Yeah, you're right. So your Project Cars is supposedly 8th of May.
Yep,
so
got pre-ordered. Me and Russell will give that a bash and report back and see what we make of that. And if you're listening, Ed, I'm sure you will as well. Let us know what you make of it. And should actually get a few races with you at some point.
So this is some in-game footage again of Project Cars. So it's not too jerk of vision for those of you.
It's another channel to look up at some point.
So Paulums in the chat room is saying he just started Red Dead this weekend. So Paulums, righty guy, guys. Have you never played Red Dead before? It's an awesome game. You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
That's an. From what I can tell, it's still going to be a so Chadram's saying 8th of May, I'll believe it when I see it. So,
yeah. Well, no, it's, well, they've basically said the game's locked down, it's definitely coming out that date. So when they've been honest before about the delays and whatnot, and I kind of went, it's only 2 weeks away now, so I'd imagine it is 8th of May now. And looking forward to it, because it's got like a full day and a night cycle, you can change the weather to be like it'll rain during the race, or it'll dry up, or you can set it to do whatever you want during the race. It's basically, if you think of like a race game on the PC with all the options there in front of you to change all the graphics, to change how the race plays out with cars, how many cars on track. For example, you can have up to, it's 45 cars on track, and you're not, it's necessarily racing against all those 45. You could have like, say, there's Formula Ford and there's Formula B and Formula C. All happening in the same race, so you're just racing against 10 cars, but while maybe getting overtaken by a faster group of cars, you're having their own race,
like a
Le Mans sort of style.
So
it looks fairly impressive.
Zoom. That's how it goes.
Oh dear. Right. Okay. Fair enough. So he's saying he's never played Red Dead before, but he's lost an entire weekend to it already.
It's still fantastic.
Breaking in horses, herding cattle, it's so cool. It really is. I've played through it a couple of times.
I think it's one of the best games made.
Oh yeah, I mean it's right up there, in my opinion, with Grand Theft Auto 4. I love Grand Theft Auto 4.
I think it's better, personally.
But actually, probably is, yeah. But my second biggest, best games.
Only
Grand
people,
Theft Auto 4.
No animals. You kill a horse, you're out.
No, I'm all about the animal.
No.
All about
no, cheers.
What are you doing? Oh,
inverted.
Cameras,
like right? Your penis. Not normal.
Yeah. It's so.
Yeah, are you playing through the story mission, right?
It's harder for them to get away.
If you, it's unfortunate online's not quite as good as it was. Online used to be absolutely fantastic. We used to, it was a while ago, we used to kind of get a posse of us together all on horses and ride through Mexico.
You are.
It was great fun.
Yeah. Rubbish.
Oh, shy.
Rubbish.
Just showed my emails to everybody.
Shy. Sean Connery slagging me off.
There's almost a Leo Laporte moment there. That's good.
Oh dear, hello dear.
Hello. Right.
Stop. Oh my god, I've forgotten the control.
Where's the little canyon where there's like 15 cougars? Get through that with your horse alive.
Melrose. Alright, in the game.
It's the ship. Okay.
No, they're
scrubbers. Are you guys going to keep quiet enough so I can do some adverts?
Well, you normally kind of mute us.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to mute. Yeah, okay. Fall back. Somebody will hear me on my microphone. Stop being. Right, hello. I'm just going to go with the UK 2 one. Yeah. This podcast and all the others in the British Tech Network are supported by the fantastic work of UK 2. Their servers are absolutely superb. Their web hosting and everything like that. If you head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/UK2, you can go straight to the UK 2 website. But if you go to britishtechnetwork.com/sponsors, you'll be able to see all the fantastic links and money off codes and things like that. So you can get discounts on the main names, VPS, VPNs, all sorts of awesome stuff. So please head on over to the sponsors page, pick up those voucher codes and then head over to UK2 and see fantastic savings. They're absolutely superb and you should use them. The other people I just want to mention is Patreon. You guys have been giving us cash and we've been able to set up these studios. So you'll notice over the kind of past year, we've had some amazing changes in British Tech Network. Also to things like we've got the Northern Studio and the Southern Studio with these awesome backdrops here. I'm still a little bit transparent, but we're going to sort that out. It's more an issue with lighting in my studio more than anything else, but it's all looking good. We've got a new website with a new streaming server and absolutely superb. So please, if you want to support us, please head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/Patreon or head on over to the Patreon website and just search for British Tech Network. And give us what you can there. $1 a month, which is about 60, 61 pence, something like that. If that's all you can afford, that is absolutely amazing. If you can't afford that and you want to do it in a different way, that's cool as well. And there's lots of different ways that's cool. Just know what you can do to help us. The other thing I should mention is the stream. Okay, sorry, that hung a little bit there in my screen. The stream we are currently streaming on right now is from 100tv.com. They are absolutely superb. This is amazing. This is getting to you seconds after we finish recording it in the wilds of the Scottish Borders. It's going through all of the pipes, the internet pipes here held together with string, sticky tape, and hot fast bottles, and it's getting to you within 3 seconds, all thanks to 100tv.com. And they are absolutely superb. And the other thing I just want to mention tonight is this is the first time that we are streaming live on Alpha Geek Radio, both audio and video. Please head on over and support Alpha Geek Radio. They're good guys over there and they're basically getting us out to a massive audience. So thank you very much, Todd and the team over there.
Coming in your ears from more than one angle.
We're not fussy about who they have on.
Scraping the barrel. What happened then?
I think the horse got killed by something.
Was that lightning or something? I don't know. Lightning.
I don't think that cougar died.
Yeah, I don't. You turned the microphone off.
The microphone's back on.
Yeah,
I've unmuted you.
Yay!
So, right, okay, so right in the chat room, he's just saying that he's just finished L.A. Noire and Alan Wake, and so he's moved on to Red Dead Redemption. I never managed to finish L.A. Noire. I got a bit
never
bored.
Played it.
It was all right. I was disappointed because for one of my playthroughs, I wanted to just... But the whole point of being a detective was you should have been at least been allowed to actually get the cases wrong or arrested the wrong guy. I was actually just wanting to go through the game and just arrest the wrong person in every case just to be just to play out to be the most inept, terrible cop, just to see what happened. But you're never given an option. No matter what you did, you always got the right guy, which was disappointing.
That is a bit rubbish.
Yeah, and yeah, it was like... It's the facial animations and stuff was impressive. Apart from when folk... Oh, God. Apart from when...
they're the most horrible things.
Yeah. Apart from when they're doing, like, their lying face, where basically the easiest way to tell somebody's lies is they get really shifty eyes. It's just kind of like...
didn't.
Yeah. I don't know if we're actually...
It wasn't me, see? It was Jimmy did it, see? Yeah.
I've no idea if Paul actually had her face on the live stream.
Kill
there,
him. Kill him.
Oh, kill him.
Ah, cougar! Cougar! Run! Run! It's a cougar! Yeah, it just ran past you.
We should actually mention just now that we're... when you guys are being out of interest.
But he's dragging someone on a rope, Paul. There it is! Get it! It's mauling that man! Run!
Good cougar. It's our friend.
It's not
your friend. It's our friend. Come. Come, my cougar friend.
What's the red area that you should be riding towards?
That's the naughty area.
Oh, yeah.
It's the naughty area.
Oh, that's where the police are.
Angry hookers with gun.
Yes, violent hookers. Just how I like them.
The chat room's asking that you could kill your horse and then knife it.
They want me to kill it, then knife it.
Yeah, so
no,
like, skin it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well. They want to see how it happens.
Suppose it's
grotesque.
You are pretty shoddy at
this. I've not played this for absolute ages.
I was doing better than this. I killed loads of people. Yeah, I walked right into town and killed loads of people. You're running away from the police.
Because it auto-locks for you from the enemy. Go on then. So it's done.
Right, okay. Well, while they're setting that back up again, if you're an Xbox Live Gold member, your Games with Gold this week's Pool Nation FX, Child of Light, Army of Two, The Devil's Cartel, and Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. That's quite good, actually. Assassin's Creed 4. That's not a.
It's a 360, that one, isn't it?
It's a 360 version, yeah. The Xbox One's Child of Light and Pool Nation FX, but the 360's Army of Two and The Devil's Cartel. Child of Light looked quite good. I've never actually played it.
I've downloaded it, but I'm not sure. Much like all the free games, I'm just kind of lining them all up, but never actually bored booting them up.
Yeah, I'm really bad for not doing them. One of the best ones actually looks like Killzone Mercenary and Dishonored are currently free if you're a PlayStation Plus member, which is quite cool.
Sure.
Dishonored's been on for a while.
That was on Xbox Live as well, I'm sure it won't.
Yeah, it was, because I sold my copy of Dishonored when I got it on Xbox Live. Aura's A-A-U-R, A-A-R-U's, I can't remember what it was.
James what?
Aru's Awakening? A-A-R-U's Awakening? I don't know. Tower of Guns, Never Alone, is your PlayStation Plus stuff. The chat room is saying Assassin's Creed was fab this month. Last month was Bioshock Infinite. I bought it 2 months before. I know I bought Bioshock as well just before, because it's been on Games with Gold a couple of times, and I bought it just before that as well. Sam, what have you been playing this week?
I have just been playing more of Pillars of Eternity. Which I got an
offer code for that. So I can't even remember who it was. It was one of these kind of GTA type things, and they had Pillars of Eternity on quite a good deal.
I'm really enjoying it. CD Keys have got it dead cheap at the moment.
Mm.
You glad to recommend it?
Yeah, I really am actually.
Yeah, it's actually you've got me kind of thinking since you've been playing that I really want to go back to Diablo 3 again, because I've never actually completed it. Oh, here we go. Right, okay, we're going to do the knifing now.
Yeah.
So, righty, you can see the knifing. So Sam will now just jump up and down.
You got to wait until the thing comes.
Here we go. Now he's going to knife him. There we go. And in we go. Hopefully you're getting the audio effects here. There we go.
That was a good one.
And then they basically just leave a carcass lying on the road. So there you go. Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
I have been playing Forza Horizon 2 on my new Thrustmaster.
Your Thrustmaster?
Yes, eventually been repaired.
Have you
never
got two?
No, just got one.
Are you just saying that so that nobody can...
No, okay, the other one hasn't up from no idea what's happening, the other one.
Right, okay.
But I'm still going to chase it. It's been repaired, it's come back, and yeah, it's working perfectly. I've had it since Friday, and played it every now and then, and still working fantastically.
What's wrong?
You can't steer.
I can't steer the thing in reverse.
Yeah. I've forgotten how difficult the horses are to drive. Forza Horizon 2.
It's not as difficult as walking through a door.
Oh, steps.
The most impossible. Step! Oh my god,
doors,
this is a small step!
Doors with steps in front of them.
Are a
cowboy's nemesis.
They are. I don't know how. Everything must have been single story.
Anyway, sorry, you were talking about stuff.
Forza Horizon 2, I've been playing that. I played it for a bit while I was waiting for my wheel to be returned to me repaired. I played a bit of it with the controller. Pretty good fun, but now that I've got the wheel back, I'm really, really enjoying it. And kind of point where I've been thinking, why the hell have I not been playing with a force feedback wheel for years? Why have I just decided to buy it? Well, the reason why, because they're really pretty expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say they were right price.
Yeah, but £300 when they launched it on Xbox One anyway. But if you can afford one and you're interested in, once you start playing with one, you can't really go back. Even though I'm technically slower lap times with a steering wheel than what I'm
with
a controller.
I suppose you just have to get used to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, but at the same time, it's much more immersive and fun. Even I was playing your brother on Xbox 5, and he beat me in most races, usually about even. But he beat me in far more races, but I didn't really care because I was having that much fun with the wheel anyway. But yeah, but as I say, and I think Ed was saying that he bought the Mad Cats one, so it'd be interesting to hear what he makes of that steering wheel.
Maybe you should have a race up.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So the chat room's asking, what do you actually get from skinning the horse?
Horse meat, horse skin, chisel to sell.
Yeah, so it's basically stuff you can go and trade. Righty, no, we're not going to do any spoilers. We're not actually playing through the game. I've completed the game and what we're doing here.
We're just dicking about it.
It's asking, can we get burgers from the horse? Right, you see, they just started Resident
Evil 5.
You
can sell it to Tesco's and make a huge profit.
Resident Evil 5, found out a pile of
shite.
What's that? Resident Evil 5.
How about it?
Pile of shite.
Who says?
Oh, this is just a game he's randomly played.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Glad we got
that. Yeah, I just kind of was like, how the hell did we get to Resident Evil 5?
No, he's just listening. They're chatting about games in the chat room.
Yep. Resident Evil 4, the last decent Resident Evil game.
So we're supposedly, so we might try and play the Resident Evil remake. I've mainly, I've kind of started playing Minecraft again. It's been Easter holidays, so my daughter has had some time in her hands, so she asked me to set the Minecraft server back up again, so I've been playing that quite a bit recently. We've actually been doing a lot more stuff around redstone and making functional things. We've built like an automatic chicken cooker that basically catches the chickens when the eggs come out, it pops them and then burns them when they become adults and then drops the food into our chest so you don't ever have to worry about food again, which is quite cool.
Just made a chicken hell.
it's proper battery chickens. Yeah. They're one block by one block is where like 30 of them live.
Medieval slaughterhouse basically.
Basically, it's all automated as well, and it burns them too. I don't have to do anything.
Did you pluck the feathers?
No, nothing. You don't have to do anything. All you do is I've got it set up to a point that I just go up, and there's just a chest that has cooked chickens. It's amazing. It's constant. It's a completely unlimited supply of cooked chicken. Me and Morgan spent ages working on that.
It's your dream.
Yeah.
Spent ages working on that. That was pretty cool. Also, the other thing is Hearthstone. Which we've talked about in the show before, you guys didn't really think very much of. But I was quite into it on the iPad, and I stopped carrying an iPad, so I stopped playing it. It just came out on mobile, so it's on Android.
Is that because you keep breaking it?
Yeah, I've actually fixed it myself. It's up here. See?
Oh. Yeah. How many times have you broken that one?
No, it's actually been clipped into that frame since I fixed it. So that actual iPad, you mean?
Yeah.
Four times. Smashed the screen four times.
And... Is that your second mini or
no? It's still the first mini.
Still the first mini.
Yeah. So I've smashed it four times, but that the last screen replacement I did myself. It's not perfect, but it's doable for what we need it on there. Anyway, so I've been playing Hearthstone. It's available on iPhone. It's free. You can do some kind of in-app purchases and things like that.
Free.
It's quite a cool little game. I quite like it. And also, I've been playing. It's still playing a bit of Shadow of Mordor. Not as much because I kind of want to get further on in the game. But quite enjoying it. So the chat room's asking, did any of us play Alan Wake? And
yep.
What did we think of it?
I enjoyed it. It's a really atmospheric, well-written game with a cool little game mechanic of kind of a horror game where you use your flashlight to its weaken the enemies and then shoot them because they're kind of like specters, if you know what I mean. They're like ghosts. And but I did find it got a bit repetitive after a while.
Right.
Much like flashing people in real life. especially when they start
stabbing
you.
Weirdly, the joy has never left you.
Yeah. So apparently, a couple of folk in the chat said play the original expansions, but the latest standalone game is discounted on Xbox Gold. Is it worth it?
Alan Wake, that is. Well, depends how much it is. You could probably pick it up somewhere for probably less than £5 now. So if you can find it less for that or less, pick it up.
Yeah, cool.
Just letting people survive.
So the chat room's asking why, guys, why haven't we taken over the hotel yet? And the simple answer to that, I think, is
I think I'm
ineptitude.
There.
Yeah, we think we're heading towards the right place.
I don't know, like Sam marked some on the map. I don't. Where are we?
Just
going?
The town.
Yeah, up there.
Yeah. Except I was mainly just killing everyone that I came across. And that ends
okay, we're not even in Mexico yet, chat room, so apologies.
No, well, we just left Mexico.
You haven't even opened up Mexico on this character.
No, I have these. Oh, no, I started playing it again, of course. Yeah.
Can't get into Mexico.
So the main reason is we had to jump out the online multiplayer because it just wasn't connected. I think
we've got basically no weapons in this as well.
Yeah, and we've logged in, and this is me, my restart, which I started playing through again. So that's why we didn't manage. Yeah, so we're not actually going to manage to do the challenge this week.
Kill them.
Unfortunately, we failed. We failed.
Kill them.
Anyway, guys,
you're using the shotgun, you idiot.
So a couple
it's
of things.
My own hard. Good God, Sam, you're so bloody moaning tonight.
I wasn't using the shotgun. Oh my God, you're rubbish. Oh, you poor. You are poor. Look at you. What are you doing? Just riding around like an idiot. Wow.
Yep.
I'm just reveling in the fact that I'm playing slightly better at something than Chiz does. That only happens in RTS.
The most difference is I'm still engaging what we're doing, what I'm saying.
I was shouting indiscriminately. That's what I do.
Very
lucky
good.
There's no anyway. Big monsters, because that just makes me go, I'm running away! I'm running away! It's coming for me! It's me on the ball.
Awesome. Okay, so thank you very much. That's basically it. I think we're going to have to abandon. We're not actually going to manage to get anywhere on Red Dead tonight, which is a bit of a shame. But
sorry.
So a couple of last little housekeeping things. The Bash is coming 4th of July. Please come along and join us for all sorts of fun and games and whatnot. Normal stuff. Same old place. The awesome venue they've had the last couple of years in Water Orton. Absolutely superb. So if you don't have the British Tech Network, and you'll be able to buy your tickets over there. And again, there's the curry night on the Friday night. £10 is a deposit. That then comes the cost comes off the cost at the end of the night. And it's £20 a ticket to the actual Bash.
I just love the name of the place.
The Kismet.
No. Water Orton.
Oh, Water Orton.
Yeah. Water Orton.
Yeah.
Water Orton.
That's basically it. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Paul Wheatley. If you want to follow the network, it's at British Tech. And
we're in with random people.
Oh my gosh.
At the very end.
Are we doing something interesting?
I don't know, but I'm going to find
it's
random.
It's us.
Oh, you managed always to get into online?
Yeah, I just had a quick shot of it now, and it's eventually let me in. But have you actually got a horse? There's a
kill
dude.
People.
There's a dude. What weapons have we got here?
Choddy ones.
Yeah. Is there a zoom?
No.
Oh, he's running.
He's running towards you. He's coming towards you.
He's strafing. He's going to stab me up. Stab him. I'm going to get the knife on you. Come on. Quick.
Oh, he's jumped.
You did a stab. Has he got no ammo? Or he's just mocking you.
What are you doing?
I'm jumping as well. It seems to be a good tactic.
Woohoo!
Oh, dear. Right.
What's his name? Is it Scooby or something? Son of Scooby. What does it say? Stop running!
Bad fight. It's a bad fight. It's a game for gentlemen.
Ah, you made the mistake of whistling for your horse. Come on. Oh, does it mean I can't... Oh, is he turned green? Does that mean I can't attack him? I don't remember what it means. Oh, I'm being sneaky. You can't see me.
I love this. If no one's ever seen this, go and search Bat Fight. It's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, you see someone on fire.
He doesn't die. Hard does today. Nothing's going down.
Wanna get out of this sleepy old town. Where are you going, Chiz? He's behind you.
I know. I'm just like, oh, here we go. Dynamite.
Oh, he's gone red again. He's gone red again. Bad fight.
Bad fight. Oh, he's vanished.
Bad fight. Where'd he go?
I don't know. But it's a dude over here.
Well, this is a tune.
I think he's left. Oh, you held it too long.
I held up the dynamite too long.
What have you done to bat fight? It was long, man.
You're going to be sued by Will Ferrell now.
Nah, I wouldn't be fine. I would just be chuffed if Will Ferrell actually listened to our show. To sue us. Bad
fight. Where is it? Oh, what the hell?
Where's it gone?
Okay, new challenge. Bat fight on Grand Theft Auto. That's it. Just get on in the group. Bat fight.
Yeah.
Where's he gone? Has he vanished?
I don't know. It's right there.
See, throw it. I was playing earlier on. And there was kind of ghosts kind of kicking about. It was like a red dot running past you and he wasn't actually going anywhere.
I think that maybe the online component of this game's a bit buggered.
Stuff's happening.
Oh, somebody's...
Claimed the marker. What marker?
Oh, you got up the steps. Well done.
Really mastered the door. Mastered the door. Right, he's on the roof. He must be on. How's he going up there? Oh, no. I need to find a way. I'm trapped in this building. I'm trapped in limbo. Alright.
He must be up there. Come on, get up there. Get up there, guy.
I can't remember you getting. Jump.
Oh, can you go around the other side and see if there's something around the other side? Oh. We're going to have to stop streaming in a second.
Why? Just get out of the toilet. I love bat fight.
How did he get up there?
All right, I'm dynamiting him out.
Just don't hold on to it too long this time.
Oh, God's sake.
I like the way the poor little sod's just not fight. He just danced around you for a bit.
That guy behind you. Is that his head there?
No, it's a skull.
Oh, it's just a thing. There must be somebody up there. Is
there? Who knows?
Okay,
that's
on that.
That's a head. Yeah, that's a head.
What? There we go. Come on, take the hat off.
Okay. It's kind of a shame you took so long to do this, because this would have worked quite well, having bat fight still working.
Oh.
There's another dude up there. How did they both get up there? I do not remember how to play this game. Okay. Here's a dude. I've got a shotgun for your face.
Okay. We're just going to keep going. We're going to have to just go until...
It's another one just running away from
me. He's just like,
please don't hurt me.
Oh, you got him, you got him.
Yay, we killed someone.
And on that bombshell, we will see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
Toodles. Sorry to new people. We are rubbish.
As per every podcast, we end with molesting a corpse.
100. Right, okay, try that now. Fire a shot.
I can't hear anything.
It's all right. All. It doesn't work well.
Perfect, right, okay.
This game audio is not important.
It's not perfect. No. I don't know what's happening anymore.
Okay, okay.
Hey. Oh, there you are, you tardy git. Come here.
Go on. Get on the bubbles, hurry up.
Stop!
Go, bubbles, ride.
Ride like the brown wind.
We have unicorns to rape.
Let's jump again.
That is what the horn's for, isn't it?
Ah, oh, there we go. That's Joe.
Just a horse reap hat.
Hey!
Oh, dear.
Are we live?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, unicorns are actually just really kinky horses.
Oh, dear. Right, okay.
Oh, somebody up above you to the right.
Run away! Run away! We're too shoddy!
Just be, no, just fall off your horse. You're beating the button too much.
You asshole!
Here you
bloody
go.
Horse.
Extreme Monkey 7 killed Extreme Monkey 7's horse.
Yep. What pistols have we got? Volcanic pistol, Schofield.
Okie dokie. Right, okay, I'm just going to... Right.
Find the ovulate cannon.
The ovulate cannon! Oh, dear. Awesome.
Whoever you aim at gets really intense, gets stomach pain.
Okay.
Oh, vaginal clamp. I'm not sure that ovulation actually induces thing. I'm not claiming to be an expert on the subject.
I wish vaginal cramps on you.
I wish